Wegner was one of more than 100 superintendents from across the country who were recognized for their efforts to bring their classrooms into the 21st century. And she got a special shout out from the president.
And then you got Mary Wegner, superintendent of the Sitka, Alaska School District. Where's Mary? She came a long way. There she is. Yeah, give her a hand for coming from Alaska.
The Superintendent Summit is part of the White House's ConnectEd initiative, which aims to bring high-speed internet access to every school in America. Here's how the president explained it.
It's a five-year plan to close the technology gap in our schools and connect 99% of Americans' students to high-speed internet. And this is why it's important. Right now, fewer than 40% of public schools have high-speed internet in their classrooms. Less than half. That's not good since we invented the internet.
President Obama said the Sitka School District has made major strides in recent years.
So 6 years ago, the technology in the schools was so outdated, only a few people could even print documents. And logging on the internet could take 20 minutes. Today, with the help of the Recovery Act, the whole district has Wi-Fi. The ratio of computers to students is 4-to-1 and falling. Kids are Skyping in class with experts from all over the world on a whole range of subjects, and Sitka is now in the top tier of districts in the state. It's been transformative.
6 years ago, the students at Sitka High School came to the school board and said, you're not preparing us for our future.
That's Mary Wegner. The Sitka School District received over $1 million in funding under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the Stimulus Bill, and used it to revamp technology. Everything from switching out dysfunctional email and printing systems to investing in laptops and smart boards for the classroom. Wegner was the assistant superintendent at the time. She says the big question for the district has been
to really come in and say, okay, we have the hardwire, but why does this make a difference for learning?
Well, I call it the big Q. It's the big question.
Chris Briner is a fourth grade teacher at Keet Gushaheen Elementary School. When the president mentioned that Sitka students are Skyping with experts around the world, he was talking about Briner's class. For the big Q, students get to ask any question they want and then figure out ways to find the answer. Briner usually tries to connect them with an expert in that field, whether it's the East Coast ice cream entrepreneur who Skyped in to talk about how to design ice cream flavors, or Martin Keen, the founder of Keen Footwear, who walks students through how to build a one-legged stool.
Each time this happens, I think the students get some information they couldn't get elsewhere, but more importantly, I think they really benefit from the fact that these adults are taking them seriously and treating them like colleagues, and it gives them this sense of, you know, if there's something I want to know, then I have the ability to find out.
And sometimes, he says, it's been downright magical. Take the student who asked if Bigfoot is real. He got a call back from James Fay, also known as Bobo, from the Animal Planet show Finding Bigfoot.
He goes, hey man, you must be the smartest kid in your classroom, because only geniuses know Bigfoot's real. And this is the shy kid in my class. And I wouldn't say that it's like changed his life or anything, but definitely in that moment when he hears those words, his whole face just lights up. And to me, it was one of my favorite moments of just watching that kind of like spark happen.
And as for Mary Wegner, how did it feel to have President Obama say, Mary Wegner? Where's Mary Wegner?
It was pretty exciting. I was standing right in front of the press, so I couldn't really stand up or I was going to block the camera's view of President Obama. But it's not just me being recognized. It's the work that we're doing in Sitka that's being recognized. And that started from students to the school board down to the teachers and continues with the students.
And she says that work will continue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.